Andrew Crystal with you. This is SiriusXM. If you're a small businessman or an incorporated person, individual, be careful, because it's not a friendly world out there. The feds are going to F you up. Let me explain why I'm setting that up so crudely. In order to tax grab, the federal government is preparing to hurt that which really supports our country, and that's small business. Most people, three-quarters of the economy is supported by small business. And critics and conservatives see an attack now on small business by the liberals, and I don't disagree with them. Liberals say they're closing unfair small business loopholes. And I you know, small business is, they don't, anyway, what small business needs to do is now utilize the Pension Act in order to save themselves from the federal government. Here to explain is the CEO of Integris Pension Management, Jean-Pierre Laporte. First, tell us what the feds are doing to small business.
Well, what's happening is that they've introduced some measures on July 18th, which are meant to, in their words, level the playing field between people who are just collecting a salary and small business owners in terms of the taxation of private corporations. So they've issued a white paper or a policy paper called Tax Planning Using Private Corporations, and they've introduced a 75-day public consultation period. And in this particular paper, they identify three key tax changes that would impact small businesses. The first one is called dividend sprinkling. The second one is the deferral of taxes on investments done by the corporation. And the third one is the ability to turn regular income, which is taxed at a higher rate, into capital gains, which is taxed at a lower rate. So this package of tax changes are going to, if they're implemented as is, are going to dramatically reduce the amount of take-home pay that these business owners are going to be taking home. So I just wanted to give you sort of the lay of the land of the overall measures.
Aren't they attacking the wrong people, barking up the wrong tree? Isn't this going to be counterproductive ultimately for small businessmen and women?
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, anytime that someone gets taxed more, there is an economic impact, whether it's a small business person or even an employee. I mean, economic theory dictates that people respond to incentives. And if, for example, a doctor or a dentist ends up paying more money to the federal government or even provincial government because of these changes, the incentive to work hard and to be productive and to employ people diminishes, and then people start looking at exit strategies. So there's been grumblings of people about that, for example.
Jean-Pierre Laporte is a Diamond Jubilee winner for pension reform, and you got into this to help people, not as a businessman. You got into it because of altruism, because of wanting to see a better world. Tell us how, and there was a recent Globe and Mail story on the personal pension plan which you created. Before we talk about that, let's talk about how the Pension Act can save small business. In other words, they're tightening everything. They're putting the screws into small business. But we have a solution. It's the only solution on the show I have today. Everything else about the Korean War, about artificial intelligence, about hurricane activity in the U.S., I can't, obviously, we're all powerless there. But what you can do as a small businessman right now, or what you can do as an accountant right now, or as a doctor right now, you know, you can access the personal pension plan. Tell us about the Pension Act and how the feds are leaving that alone.
Yeah, so the Income Tax Act has always provided for what we call registered pension plans. And the personal pension plan is simply a registered pension plan, but for a small business owner. And so therefore, if a business owner decides to set one of these up, they can access a whole bunch of tax deductions that don't apply or that you cannot access if you have an RRSP, which means, in practical terms, that you're allowed to dump a lot more money into this tax savings vehicle and therefore not have to remit as much taxes to the federal authorities. So in a way, you're winning on both counts. You're increasing the pool of assets that are going to be compounding free of tax until retirement, which is a good thing in and of itself, just like an RRSP. But along the way, because you're contributing more, when you're filing your corporate taxes, you don't have to declare as much taxable income. So you end up paying less corporate tax along the way. So you win on that score as well. And I don't want to get into all the details of these special deductions.
No, but it's interesting. So why aren't accountants telling their clients and anybody that is either a C-suite or executive or, you know, owns a store or is a franchisee or is a doctor or is a dentist, why aren't accountants telling small business owners that employ most of this country about personal pension plans?
Well, to be fair to them, until these tax changes came into being or are being proposed, there were a lot of accountants who simply told their business clients, just sprinkle some dividends to your family members. Just pay your kids a dividend based on them owning shares of your company. They're in a low tax bracket, so they're not going to pay any tax, and you get the money in their hands. So if you pay a dividend, all you have to do is pay the low corporate tax rate. So there was a lot of people who were following that advice. The problem, of course, is that when you do that, you can't build up a pension entitlement because dividend income is not pensionable. So it doesn't allow you to create a pension plan.
So now with the feds imposing these new tax changes on small business, the personal pension plan, I think if people want to Google it, thepersonalpensionplan.com or the personal pension plan, the feds aren't touching that.
No, it's not part of the package of tax changes that were issued on July 18th. And for good reason, because what the federal government is telling small business owners and their accountants is these corporate rules were put in place for you to protect you from liability, really. They were not meant to turn your private corporation into a mini quasi-pension plan. That's not what the rules were designed for. And they're saying if you want to do that, then find legitimate pension vehicles. And even Minister Morneau in an interview said that people can continue to use RRSPs and tax-free savings accounts and other regulated savings vehicles. But the federal government doesn't want people to just use the corporation as if it was a piggy bank.
I don't think, well, certainly the federal government wouldn't want more people using the personal pension plan.
No, I disagree.
Really?
Of course. Well, one of the reasons why, first of all, remember, these are...
They want Canadians to pay more tax than they should.
Yeah, but they have, there's a division at CRA called the Registered Plans Directorate. And their raison d'être is to help Canadians save for retirement. And the reason why that is because you save on your own, you don't qualify for the old age security. It gets clawed back, the old age security pension.
Oh, okay.
You don't qualify for the guaranteed income supplement, which is another tax cost that all taxpayers have to pay because you have enough money. So you remember how they expanded the Canada Pension Plan recently? There was a study that showed that the government is going to save oodles of money because when people have a bigger CPP pension, they'll get their other public pensions clawed back. So it's a tax savings for the government.
So you're telling me if a small business owner signs up for a personal pension plan, they immediately, there's so many benefits on it that they're going to save so much dough. Right now they're paying too much tax. They're paying tax they don't need to pay because they don't have a pension plan. And the feds like the fact that they're paying less tax because of the savings with the Canada Pension Plan.
Well, I'm saying there's two people or two groups of people at the Canada Revenue Agency. They're the people who collect taxes because they need to pay for roads and hospitals and things like that. And then there are people in the Registered Plans Directorate whose mission is to encourage Canadians to save on their own so that down the road the government doesn't have to pay people welfare and guaranteed income supplement and all these income-tested programs. So there's a dichotomy, but it can work harmoniously because the personal pension plan is not a tax cheat thing. It's not tax evasion. It's simply a deferral of tax until such time as you no longer have an income. So it's from a public policy, it's perfectly legitimate. That's why pensions have been in the Income Tax Act since the very first issue of 1917.
I would like people to look at this, Google this article. I don't care where you are right now, because I'm going to put money in your pants, because other you can, if you work for a small business owner, tell them about this. If you are a small business owner, Google this. The Globe and Mail article that was written this summer, A Remedy for Business Owners Suffering from Pension Envy. That is what you Google. A Remedy for Business Owners Suffering from Pension Envy, or Pension Envy, Globe and Mail, right? That article comes up. The Globe did a great story on you. Tell us about what it was saying.
Well, it was just comparing the fact that, people in the private sector usually are stuck with RRSPs, whereas if you're a civil servant or if you're a teacher or working for a hospital or university, you get a what people call in the pension industry a gold-plated pension plan, defined benefit pension plan. And the numbers are so outrageous as to how much more money you can accumulate in a public sector pension plan than if you're someone in the private sector with an RRSP, that there's this concept of pension envy, where people working, in the private sector are paying taxes so that their civil servant can retire on a gold-plated pension early. And what the article said is, the rules through the personal pension plan do allow people in the private sector to have the exact same, even better, type of plan than the civil servants. So there is no need for pension envy. It's just a lack of awareness is causing grief, because people think they don't have a solution. They don't ask their accountant. Most accountants never heard of it. So they just suffer with their RRSP when they could be just like the civil servant or the teacher with a gold-plated personal pension plan. And that's why this article was important, because it was meant to educate the financial industry about the fact that this solution has been around for like 5 years and very few people still know about it.
Why is it that, and I've complained about this before on our airways, why is it that small businessmen and women choose to pay more taxes than they should? What's wrong with them?
There's nothing wrong with the business owner. It's just that if you don't know something, then you can't act on it. So if no one's ever told you that there's a way to stash away a lot more money in a tax-efficient manner, then there's no way you can act on it. And that's been a big, big problem with these types of solutions. I mean, the personal pension plan came out five years ago, but its predecessor, the individual pension plan, has been around since 1991.
But it's not as good as a personal pension plan.
It isn't. It's not as flexible. It's not as tax efficient. But still, it's much better than an RRSP. And yet, there's very few. I think the last statistic that we read was about 11,000 of those existed in Canada after 26 years of being on the books. That's a pittance. That's like less than 2% of the market.
So if a business owner has an RRSP, a personal pension plan can greatly impact that. I want to talk about how it benefits an RRSP for a business owner and why someone is foolish if they've got an RRSP and their business owner not to as well have a personal pension plan or sign up for one.
All right. Well, how much time have we got here? Because I could be here all day.
We got 3 minutes.
Okay. Well, first of all, the tax rules for pension plans are so generous compared to RRSP that it's conceivable to stash away an extra $1 million or more over the next 20 years that you're saving through a PPP. So for the exact same level of risk, okay, not taking an extra ounce of risk, you can end up with over $1 million more money to spend in retirement. So that's number one.
That's on average.
Yeah, on average. It could be more. Number two is you can credit or protect your assets, whereas in Ontario and a number of provinces, your RRSPs are not credit protected. With pension plans, they're protected by the Pension Act. And the third point is that the PPP allows you to also invest like a true sophisticated pension plan. So you can access things that are not eligible for RRSPs. And that's what the very sophisticated public sector plans like Canada Pension Plan Investment Board and Healthcare of Ontario.
The teachers, yeah.
That's what they do. And we're saying, well, why don't you just copy what the big boys are doing or the big girls?
Okay, and succession planning, this is a huge winner.
Yeah, well, obviously, if you have an RRSP and you die and you have no spouse, you have what's called a deemed disposition. The taxman takes a huge chunk and then your beneficiaries get the rest. Whereas with the pension plan, if you die while you're retired, all that money, instead of being taxed away, is considered surplus And the kids that are working for the business get access to this cash. So they can use it to fund their pension. So there is no tax event. So that's why we call that an intergenerational wealth transfer without tax. Could save you and your family
millions.
Yeah, of course. Depends on the size of the plan, how many members.
So rather than sign up for a personal pension plan or find out about it, beneficiaries are losing this wealth that their parents have built up in their family businesses.
Because they don't know. That's the problem.
So what is the solution in terms of letting accountants know? Because accountants aren't advising people, generally speaking, about personal pension plans. Investment advisors generally don't deal with taxes. It's all about wealth creation. And in this country, with our high tax rate, despite lower corporate tax rate, you pay more for houses, 20% on average, more than an American. You pay more for bubble gum, everything. So it's wealth retention as much or greater than it is wealth creation, you say?
Well, I say your listeners should do a little bit of homework, which would take them 10 seconds, is fire an email to their accountant and say, tell me about PPPs, or personal pension plans, and see, A, if they know anything, if the accountant's going to do some research, and then come back with a proposal and say, wow, I learned about this. And
what's your website?
ThePersonalPensionPlan.com.
ThePersonalPensionPlan.com to find out more?
Yeah.
Yep. Or you can Google Integris?
Or you can go Integris Pension Management.
Good.
We're ranked number one in Google when you type that. So,
all right. ThePersonalPensionPlan.com is a good, fast way to remember that. Thank you, Jean-Pierre Laporte, the CEO of Integris Pension Management.
Take care.
I appreciate it. INTEGRIS. Google Integris. And tweet me at Andrew Crystal with a K. See you next week.